Renee, can you do the Zoom introduction, please?
Sure. Everyone is now muted, and we are recording this service. And if you want to do the speaker view or the gallery view, it depends on your device, but usually in the upper right, there should be some kind of an icon to switch between. And I think that's probably a bit all for the tech announcements.
Great, thank you. So good morning and welcome to Virtual Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My name is Rachel Long. My pronouns are she and hers. I've been a member of Prairie since 1994 or 95, and I currently serve as Prairie's president. I'd like to begin with a land acknowledgement. Prairie's building occupies ancestral Ho-Chunk land, a place their nation has called Dejope since time immemorial. In an 1832 treaty, the Ho-Chunk were forced to cede this territory. Decades of ethnic cleansing followed when both the federal and state government repeatedly but unsuccessfully sought to forcibly remove the Ho-Chunk from Wisconsin. This history of colonization informs our shared future. Prairie respects the inherent sovereignty of the Ho-Chunk Nation along with the 11 other First Nations of Wisconsin. Prairie aspires to be an open-hearted and an open-minded congregation. We strive to be welcoming to all, though we recognize that we all have biases that limit our understanding of how others perceive us. We stumble in our efforts, but we commit to keep trying to grow our ability to love people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, family structure, age, or abilities. During our virtual coffee hour at the end of the service, we invite visitors or guests, if we have any, and returning friends to introduce yourself so that we might get to know you better. We will also have joys and concerns during that time and then break out into small groups for more discussion and general chatting. We have a few announcements, and I would like you to remember that you have an order of service that comes out on Prairie News and on the Prairie Administrator's News of the Week, and it's right at the bottom of his big, long email. Please check that order of service for additional announcements and also links. We share our offering this quarter with the Allied Wellness Center. The Wellness Center is a neighborhood center with the purpose of promoting health and wellness of mind, body, and spirit of the people living in the Allied, Belmar, and Dunn Marsh neighborhoods. Prairie's sing-along is tonight and every Sunday night at 7 p.m. The study group White Trash, The 400-Year Untold History of Class in America by Nancy Eisenberg. Our first session is Monday, September 14th at 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And please sign in and join us, even if you haven't finished the first section of the book, even if you haven't read any of the book, we still appreciate your participation. Virtual Dungeons and Dragons Beginners Group is every Monday at 4:30 p.m. and the Advanced Group is every Friday at 4:30. Wednesday Fun Night this week is at 6 p.m. On Sunday the 20th, we will have a presentation from David Cannon, Voting During a Pandemic, and it's sponsored by Badger Talks. Please remember to fill out the retreat registration form that was emailed to the Prairie News. Many, many wonderful activities for us to enjoy, and I am thrilled and so grateful to our retreat organizers this year, Renee and Nancy Wonderland and Karen Dean. Programming includes Beyond Categorical Thinking workshops from the UUA to help us in our minister search process. And there's two workshops plus the Sunday service at the end of those, to kind of culmination of those two workshops. And everyone in the congregation is encouraged to attend. Okay, that's it for announcements. And Martin Arnold will read our chalice lighting words.
The Spirit of Water by Katie Gelfand. We light this chalice as a symbol of reunion. We reunite in this sanctuary to share the flow of our hearts with one another. We gather together in ritual to celebrate our fountains of joy, to hold each other through storms of grief, to guide one another through rapids of transformation, to rest together on ponds of stillness. Together, we honor the spirit of water, its many forms, and its life-giving essence.
Now we will have a time of silent meditation and reflection. And now we will have our story for all ages, which is called Run Wild by David Covell.
And I'm going to share my screen. There we go.
And Vinny. And
Olivia.
And today, we're here to read you the story called Run Wild by David Covell. We chose this story to celebrate the extra hour of sunlight we've had for daylight savings. We hope you enjoy. Run Wild by David Covell. Forget your shoes, follow your toes, never be tame, run wild. Hey you, sky's blue, forget your shoes, open that door and sprout, you're out, chase the wind, can you grab it? Go ahead, race a rabbit, crunch, crack, twig, snap. Squeaky clean? Who cares about that? Squish, squirm. Fiddlehead, fern. Meet a beetle. Talk to worms. Run, run. Wild, wild. All day long, the sun's gonna smile. Are you brave? Come on, explore. Grr, grr, grizzly, roar. Faster feet, onto the shore. Hot, hot, burning sand. Ah, cool. Hello, clam. Take a deep breath. One, two, three. Be a fish in the salty sea. Now up for air. Just float there. Waves rolling, daydreams flowing. What's next, you wonder? Crash, boom, thunder, run, run, wild, wild. Some days the sun won't smile. Rain dumps. There'll be slippery slumps, bruises, bumps, and rotten stumps. Ugh, slug. Are you okay? I think so. Come on, then. Let's keep going. Breeze blowing, sunset glowing. Oh, moon's gonna smile. Run, run, wild, wild.
We hope you enjoy Run Wild. Enjoy the extra hour of sunlight tomorrow.
Thank you very much for that story. We still have that extra hour of sunlight for now. So now it's time for our in-gathering. And the theme this year for our in-gathering is what part of nature has been important to you this summer? What I'm going to do is a little bit different. We often ask people to raise their hands and then I unmute, but it tends to be kind of time consuming for us to find people and then mute them and unmute them. So instead, what I'm going to do is call on you and hope that you're ready. And if you don't want to say anything, feel free to say, nope, I pass, and I'll say good, or please call on me later, I'm not ready. That's okay too. And I'm just going to go around my screen here and call on people as I see them. So actually, the first person I see right adjacent to me is my spouse. So I'm going to call on Martin Arnold first.
So we did have a bumper crop of eggplants this summer. They've sort of responded to the cold weather now. So we're still harvesting little ones, but it's kind of the end of the season for eggplants.
But the garden has been fantastic, and nature's bounty abounds. Renee, are you ready?
I am ready. So I have two things. One is Barb and Ron couldn't be here, so they wanted me to show a couple photos. As a lot of you know, Barbara does photography. So here's one of her, I had a bunch of them, but this looks like the one that's going to show. So it's kind of a GIF. So some lake somewhere. I don't know where it's from, but it's very beautiful. And if you follow her on Facebook, she has a lot of them. So that's Ron and Barbara Fry. And then for myself, for nature, the saving grace has been going on stroller walks with the two girls. And it's been really wonderful, and I'm very nervous about what happens in Wisconsin when it gets inhospitable. Trying not to think too much about it and trying to figure out what kind of winter gear we can have to try and go on walks as long as possible. But stroller walks have been my favorite thing.
Eileen, are you able or would you like to speak?
It's hard to choose just one thing, but I think that the walks almost daily down to Lake Wingra have just been amazing for me. In the spring, starting with the migrating, one day there were white pelicans came in. And now we've had sandhill cranes walking in the park even. They've gotten pretty bold, or you hear them. And then the other day, the Canada geese started flocking together, which means it's getting cool, and seeing people in the neighborhood.
Thank you. And Nancy Schroffnagel?
I have been growing tomatoes in pots for years, and this year I got a cherry tomato plant and a larger regular sized tomato plant. And the cherry tomato plant is over 6 feet tall. And the other plant is over 10 feet tall. And yes, I did give them a little fertilizer, but still it's very impressive. And if they had grown, you know, in a nice, straight, orderly way, I would show you a picture, but they're just wild. But anyway, it's a great first time I've had such a fertile tomato patch.
Thanks. And we have some kids present, so I'm going to call on families with kids next just to help with patience. So, Katrina, is your family?
Sure. Hi.
Hello, I got my mushroom. They were not mushroom.
I got a mushroom. This is not really nature themed, but Mario themed.
We made one up mushrooms.
For my part, I was going to share that we have taken a lot of walks, like Renee's family.
Yeah, what the thing?
And we usually look for those little plants. I'm not sure what their real name is, but they have these little, like, seed pod that if you touch it very lightly, it pops. And we look for those and pop them all over the place.
We call them poppers.
Make them grow more all over our neighborhood. And for a couple weeks of the summer, we also found a lot of raspberry patches and would eat raspberries while we were walking. Show them your surprise. You gotta give somebody else a turn.
Pikachu!
Alright, Amingus wants to share one thing.
Well, this summer our neighbor, we were going on a walk, and we stopped to say hi to our neighbor, and they said that they had baby squirrels living in their yard, and their mom wasn't there to take care of them.
And so we got to pet the baby squirrels. They came right up to us.
The first one.
They were super cute.
The other one was all like, get away from my brother or sister.
Thank you.
Just crawled up to my hand.
Yeah. Great.
Like, dip it on my head.
No, you didn't.
It just crawled up to me.
All right, someone else.
And then Carl and Paula, are you folks ready to share?
Abby wanted to show a picture of purple lupine from Holy Wisdom Monastery, where we took a walk. And she's thankful for our chickens, which she likes to feed every day. And sometimes we even get eggs from our chickens.
Say hi.
We are thankful to have our chickens. You want to wave at everybody, Abby? Yay!
And there's someone else here.
Oh, yeah, and Abby's mommy, Judy.
And our summer has been full of our daughter and our granddaughter and our wonderful son-in-law being here and house hunting and forming a pod.
Yeah, it is. It's the summer, right? It's the summer chicken.
Okay. I did it wrong. But anyway, we're happy to have it, the whole family together, and they got a house. New res.
All right. Karen Deaton? Whoop. Just a second.
Here we go. Like Nancy, I have found it to be a great year for tomatoes, and the garden has been a pleasure this year. But what's been different for me this summer from other summers is that I'm home enough to really get to know my neighborhood wildlife more. And, you know, I know where some of the birds nested and things like that. And we've had two turkey families in the neighborhood. And so there have been like 20 wild turkeys that come around all together. One morning I was out walking at dawn and they were coming down from their roost in the neighbor's tree all around me. I thought I was going to have a 10-pound turkey hit me in the head, really. But it was very cool. So I'm really enjoying the wildlife.
Thank you. Barb, are you ready?
Well, the garden has kept my sanity. This is an example. I had this one kind of tomato that gave sort of picture perfect image, you know, the kind of the thing that you think they're going to look like, that this variety actually does. But I was out of the garden basically by 7 o'clock in the morning,
every morning except when it was raining, which it didn't do a lot of raining through the middle of the summer. So that really did keep my sanity, to just be out every day. And I'd be there till maybe 10. And in the cool of the day, it was wonderful. And I had this huge bumper crop of tomatoes because I started them all from seed. And I was, you know, as I planted each little pack, you know, each little square of them, I was only planning on doing one. But I thought, well, you know, there's these other couple in there. I'll stick those in there, but they probably won't grow. They all grew.
Thank you.
So I've been canning like crazy.
Okay. Rebecca and Steve. And I think you're muted. There you go.
Well, I've enjoyed seeing flowers on the walk. We have a trail right behind our house, so that's about it.
I was thinking of chipmunks. Our yard is kind of taken over by chipmunks right now, and our dog goes crazy. So that's been taking a lot of our energy and attention this summer. Chipmunks.
Yep, that's it.
Rachel, you're muted.
Scott, would you be able, do you have anything you'd like to share?
Oh, sure. Hi. Yeah, I'm Scott. We just moved to Madison this summer. And we were from St. Paul, we were members of a UU church up in White Bear Lake there. But we also have a cottage over on Lower Genesee Lake near Oconomowoc. And I was hearing a lot of people talk about the birds, and that's one thing that sort of fascinates us too. We had a couple bald eagles right outside in a tree. We had an osprey that we'd watch each day do some fishing along with the sandhill cranes and green herons and all kinds of things. So I think that's what fascinates me the most are the birds.
Thank you. Kathy and Randy? I think you're muted. I tried to unmute you. You have to do it. Thanks.
We've had lots of flowers in our garden in addition to our food garden. And this actually has five species of yellow right now that are in the yard. It's pretty amazing that it's fall and everything's yellow. Randy?
Well, for me, the big joy of summer is going outside in the evening and just sitting and letting the warm breezes blow over my body. It's just such a treat.
It's great. Thank you. And Penny?
Yeah, this is my first summer in my condo here. So I'm learning about nature around me. And this spring, I realized that there's a little woodlot on the walking path we use that's kind of swampy. And this spring, I realized it's full of frogs. So I got a nightly chorus from all the peepers. And once in a while, we run across one on our evening walks, straying onto the path. And we've had cranes visit us here, and I've been sneaking dog food to the little 13-stripe family of ground squirrels I got out right outside my front door. But I guess the most startling visitor I had was I spent 2 days in my unit with a bat, and finally, he chased me out on the deck during the day one day, and I left the door open, and he finally found out a way to leave. And after that, the pros came, and they sealed up our attic space so that they couldn't come back in, but evidently my attic had bats in it, which is kind of freaky when you consider that COVID came from bats originally. So that part of nature I don't miss.
Thanks. Rick, would you like to share?
Yeah, I'm sorry to miss your earlier sharing. I had one spectacular afternoon coming out of the grocery store. It was just a downpour. And I thought, oh, my car door's open, my windows, and I had to race out with my stuff, throw it in there. And then it was a very brief shower, and I took it to so the dog was with me. We decided we'd go to the dog park. I went to the dog park where there was nobody after that heavy brief shower. And we got back to the back of that dog park where it partly wooded, and then there's woods next to it. And there was no rain anymore, but the leaves were dropping so much water as the breeze blew. It sounded like, well, it's like these waves of soft, gentle stuff with diamonds dropping out of the sky looking to the west. It was just spectacular. Everything was so clear, and these diamonds dropping out of the sky with this gentle thing. And then behind me was the rainbow, of course. And it was just a magical moment. That was my highlight.
Wow, thanks. Anne, would you like to share?
Yes, I'm gonna share screen.
You can't share screen only. Oh, maybe you can't share screen. All right.
Yay! Never mind. So we are so close to spectacular scenery. This was my discovery this year, Lewis Lake, up in the snowy range of Medicine Bow. It's just an hour drive. I was there yesterday. I'm dreading winter because I haven't, you know, cross-country skied in mountains since the 80s. I'm used to just dashing around the park in Madison. But hiking this summer and into the fall, it has been one of the most glorious things. Just spectacular.
Thank you. Wow, that is luscious. Kate? Are you interested in sharing?
So it's actually
me. Catherine. I read you.
Yes. I think my main thing has been trying to keep my various houseplants alive. I've got three of them on my dorm room, and then on my desk, and then a whole bunch more on my windowsill that I try not to knock down every time I open and close my window shade.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. I hope you're staying for our joys and concerns. We'd love to.
I have work later, like shortly, but I can stay as long as I can.
Great. Thank you. And I haven't had a chance to share myself yet. Two things I want to say about nature this summer. I have absolutely loved our birds. We have a hummingbird feeder and a big black oil sunflower seed feeder right outside our kitchen window. And it's just been Grand Central Station out there for the whole summer. And the hummingbirds are in constant motion right now. And our understanding, and maybe some of you know more than me, is that in September in this part of the country, what we are seeing are migrants that are coming through. The birds who already lived here have already moved on. So I think the ones who are migrating, you know, they're looking for these feeders. They find them, they drink, move on. And they're just cycling through. It's really impressive to see. And I'm glad that we can offer them calories for that journey. And then the other thing I wanted to comment on is the nature that our two children who live in Oakland and Berkeley are experiencing right now, which is They cannot leave their apartments. The smoke is everywhere. They can hardly breathe. And our son and his wife, Megan, called us yesterday and said, basically, can we come visit? Because they are working from home anyway, and they can't stand it. So they're flying here tonight, and we're going to put them up for a while. And I never, ever dreamed that I would see the day where people who live in the San Francisco Bay Area escape their horrible weather to come to southern Wisconsin. Wow, that is not normal. But that's our current nature on our West Coast right now. So I think our last sharers today, Mary and Patty, haven't got.
I am just in general, like all of you, enjoyed being able to have summer and go outside. I had knee surgery this summer, so I've been able to do my exercises outside. And compared to last December when it was cold and icy and I had my other knee done, so I couldn't do that. But like Renee, I do not look forward to winter coming and being confined, especially as the virus does not seem to be under control. So.
Okay, so I want to show a slideshow. Like Barb Park, I spent a lot of time in my garden, and I also like photography. I take many pictures of my garden, but I also create vegetable pictures. So I'm going to try to share my screen. We'll see if it works here. Well, I'll just try share. Not getting anything. So hang on while we had it up a bit ago. I'll just find it again. So Patty, why don't you keep talking while I find this?
I'll remind everyone that there's a car parade today for Mechie Butler. I think you gather at a place close to Mechie's house a little bit before noon. And decorate your car with a poster that says happy birthday from whoever you are. We noticed when we had the the car parade for the Franzes, they didn't know who was in the cars. so it's happy birthday from Patty or whoever it is. But so that's today.
Okay.
Just double click.
I should be able to get this up here now. Okay. Is it showing?
Yes, we see it.
Okay, I had it on slideshow. I might have to just do it one by one here. All of a sudden I can't show anything, and this isn't even the one I wanted to show. All right, here we go. So let me try to get up to the top of my show here. So what I do is I make pictures of my vegetables. And you can maybe, while you're waiting for the next one to come up, decide what I had. This is probably in July. And now we're into August, getting more vegetables. And I especially like this one because of its yellow crown. And then I started to make mandalas on our table in our shelter. And then, of course, toward the end of August, it was tomatoes, tomatoes, and more tomatoes. Many different kinds. And I'll end with this one. You can see a little face in there. Sorry it took me so long to find this. We had it up and it worked, and then it didn't. I'm done.
Thank you. So I want to thank everyone who shared today, and I wish we could be sharing those garden vegetables with each other directly rather than just pictures, but that time will come. So our closing words today are entitled, "You Are in the Story of the World," by Ian Huntington Bear, read by Martin Arnold.
You are in the story of the world. You are the world coming to know itself. May you trust that all you will ever say or do belongs in the story of the world.
And then Renee will be sharing our closing song called On Wings of Song by Mendelssohn, performed by Mary France, recorded. So even though she's not here today, we get to hear her anyway. Doesn't that piano sound beautiful in our newly remodeled space, which we will someday gather in again?
Actually, Mary said it's way out of tune.
Yes, even way out of tune, that piano sounds beautiful.
It does.
So I am extinguishing my chalice. May its light carry us on into our next week. We are moving to our virtual coffee hour, and I would like to start by welcoming any guests or visitors who would like to share a little bit about how they found us, and also people who've been away for a while, of which we have at least one. If you would like to share a little bit please raise your physical hand or your virtual hand on the Zoom, and I will call on you and unmute you. Catherine.
I suppose I count as being away for a while. I am... about to start my sixth week at college. It's kind of zooming by. We're doing 2 7-week blocks, so I've got 2 weeks left of these classes that I'm taking, and then they switch. And so far, things have been okay on campus. We all got tested after 2 weeks of being, and we only had 3 positive cases. So as of for right now, it's looking like we're going to be able to stay. I'm coming back to Madison, like the entire term is done right before Thanksgiving. And then I'm going to be back in Madison for Thanksgiving, like all of November and December. And depending on what happens with my study abroad program, maybe also January.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Anyone else? Any other guests or visitors who want to make a comment? Scott.
Sure. Again, my wife and I just moved back to Madison after many years away, and actually just bought a house. I heard somebody else talking about just getting a house, but we just bought a house over here on the west side off of Monroe Street, about a half block from Michael's Custard and on Sprague Street we're at. But we moved from St. Paul. We were teachers up there for about 20 years, and we retired a couple of years ago, and always sort of wanted to move back to Madison again. My wife went to school here, and I lived here for about 10 years also back in the 80s. And what we do is we live here in the Midwest in the summer, and then we go down to Mexico, a town called